This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Katrina Rowe from the Mouths of Babes. Good morning, Katrina.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, look, very good now this weekend. Yeah, all the florists are doing happy at this and all the card makers are happy about this weekend.
All the people with hay fever are dreading it.
Yes.
The flowers everywhere.
Oh, yes.
Look, this might sound strange from someone, you know, who does a parenting thing, but sorry, excuse my voice. It's the hay fever from all the flowers around.
Oh. I figured that.
I'm really not sure about this whole Mother's Day thing myself. I mean, I know that we mums sacrifice a lot, but, you know, it's not really all that hard when it's for your own flesh and blood. I mean, I think instead they should have anyone who puts up with a man day. And I'm not saying this because I don't like men. I just think they're more hard work than children are.
What? You just wait a cotton picking moment there, Katrina. Men are darn good.
But look, children make a mess, but at least you can rouse on them to tidy up. Children are inconsiderate, but at least you can teach them how to be considerate. Children are quite time consuming and expensive, but at least they move out at 21 or 28, you know, whereas men, on the other hand, I think are completely untrainable.
Why do you say that? Boo. I mean, is it just because you haven't managed to train your man? Doesn't mean we're all unteachable, does it?
Maybe that's true. Maybe that's true. Maybe it's just mine. But no, look, over the last 10 years of marriage, I have tried to teach my husband to be a bit tidier, right? And I try and teach my daughter to be tidier, and I have more success with her. My husband is a total lost cause. I mean, he always dumps his keys, wallet, mobile phone, iPod, and work landed on the kitchen bench with a pile of coins. Now, to try to contain this spread of junk, I bought him a special little box to go on the kitchen counter to put his keys, phone, wallet, etc. in. So what does he do? Every day, he dumps the said keys, phone, wallet, etc. right next to the little box. For the keys, phone, wallet, etc. Like, right
That's
next
great.
To it. And every day, I move the keys, phone, wallet, etc. back into the little box. And I'm telling you, every day, right? Every day. And then every day he comes home from work and he empties out his pockets and he puts his coins on the counter right next to the coin jar. And every day I pick up those same coins and I put them back in the coin jar. Like, completely untrainable. And then, look, I've got another example. The clothes that my husband has worn once, but he thinks he's going to wear them again. You know, those half-dirty ones,
yes,
half-clean ones?
They're real.
They're too dirty to go back into the cupboard. But apparently they're too clean to go in the dirty clothes basket.
Yeah.
So I got my husband a director's chair to casually drape the half-dirty, half-clean clothes over. And do you know what happened to that chair?
What?
It broke. It broke because it was completely weighed down with half a wardrobe full of clothes.
That's fantastic.
So I bought this little box with a lid to go on top of our blanket box. And I thought, you know what? A box with a lid will be better because you know, you've got a lid. And so the clothes, the half-dirty clothes could be, you know, out of sight under the lid. And do you know where my husband now puts his half-dirty, half-clean clothes? He puts them on top of the box with a lid. Not inside the box, but in a great big messy pile on top of the box with the lid.
That's great.
Completely untrainable.
Well, Katrina, have you ever thought that perhaps one day you might miss all those dirty clothes that are left on top of the box?
Oh, I know. I mean, last Sunday I went to this Mother's Day high tea and I sat next to a friend of mine who actually lost her husband very suddenly many, many years ago and raised her kids on her own. And, you know, I know that she would give anything, you know, anything to have those messy clothes on the blanket box or a big pile of coins dumped on the kitchen bench, you know. So I guess that's partly why I'm saying let's forget about Mother's Day. You know, what about just cherishing everyone you love day? I mean, mothers are no more special than anyone else. What about just appreciating everybody in your family day, you know, regardless of whether you are a mother, you have a mother, or maybe you're still longing to become a mother. But let's just cherish what we've got.
It's a great idea. We're not playing down anybody here. We're not saying that, you know, someone's role's not important, but it's just a broader, more general, why don't we just cherish everyone? I like it.
Mm.
I think it's a great idea, Katrina. Now, what does Mother's Day mean for you? Maybe that's the way it works in your household. Is it a time of joy or sadness for you? Maybe you might have mixed feelings about it all. Not too sure. Love to hear from you. 1-300-40-2020.
Or you can have your say online from mouthsofbabes.com.
That's right, from mouthsofbabes.com. You got it right.
I did get it right.
I always added the in and it's not in there. But yeah, I mean, what Mother's Day traditions in your household? Maybe it's more just a general thing. I think the general rule is you at least got to do a phone call.
That's true.
At least put the call in and then think about a present. But, you know, love to hear from you this morning. 1-300-40-2020. Thank you so much, Katrina.
Thank you.
And I hope that hay fever clears up.
No.
It's tough.
All the flowers around here.
I understand. Rebecca's on the phone. Morning, Rebecca.
Morning.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
What do you think?
I think this lady needs to look at what she's got. She's got a mess, she's got trainable kids, and she's got coins. Train her kids to put the wallet, the keys, the iPod, the lanyard in the box and exchange for the father's coin.
Oh, smart. Pocket money. That's good.
That's a really good idea, Rebecca.
See? Because no stress on her.
Yeah, give up on the bloke. You can't teach an old dog new tricks.
No, but you can teach the kids.
You can teach the kids. Good That's stuff, good. Rebecca. Does that work for you?
I don't have kids yet. I'm still waiting for that.
Well, you've got it all worked out. You've got the strategies in place.
Yeah, hopefully I remember.
Yeah. Good on you, Rebecca. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
See you later.
Phil is also on the line. Good morning, Phil.
G'day. How you going?
What are your thoughts on Mother's Day?
Oh, I think Mother's Day is a fantastic day, but I was listening to Katrina, and I think her husband has her beautifully trained.
There it is.
I must say, it does sound a little, just a little bit too worked out. There's a little box there, so he puts the stuff next to the box. There's the basket, and it's on top of the basket. It just,
And he doesn't even.
Then the next morning, he goes to go to work, and it's all nicely put in the box for him. I think that's beautiful. But
same.
He should make sure he gets her a nice bunch of roses or something, though, to say thank you. But, on Sunday, though, I would say.
That's nice. That's a nice thing. Good on you, Phil.
Okay, thanks, guys.
See ya.
We've got Tony as well. Good morning, Tony.
How you going, guys?
Good. What are your thoughts?
Like I said, Mother's Day is really significant time of the year. I mean, irrespective of what you've done throughout your life, what she's done, what the both of you have done throughout your existence together, this is a woman that's given birth to you. So, like, you know, whether it's one day a year or a number of different days throughout the year, show how much you love her, show how much she means to you, and I'm sure she probably expresses the same thing in return, just about every day, if not every hour of every day. So, like I said, this is a woman that gave birth to you, so let's celebrate that.
Well, yeah, you're right.
That's lovely. Thank you, Tony.
Cheers, guys.
Good on you, man. Yeah, look, that's true, isn't it?
There you go.
It doesn't hurt. At the very least, you don't have to jump on the whole bandwagon of the, you know, the cards and the whole thing. But at the very least, a phone call, a visit, a take out to lunch, it doesn't hurt. And if you can't do it on the Sunday, make it the following weekend
text
or something like that. Text message.
Facebook your mum. Mother's Day.
It's a little cold, but they're ideas anyway.
Just write a little note. Just put on the bench, happy Mother's Day.
Pigeon carrier, a pigeon.
A pigeon.
Imagine how lovely that would be. Or rats with wings, as I've heard pigeons described.
Yeah, rats with wings.
That's brilliant. Yeah. Oh, how caring is that?
That is a lovely idea. There you go. Get a permanent marker, write on a pigeon, happy Mother's Day, and then, you know, throw the pigeon at the house, mum's house.
Throw it at the...
What is that? How,
against the window.
Otherwise it'll fly away. You want to make sure you get it in the right...
All right. Yeah, from mouthsofbabes.com is the website to keep the conversation going.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.